Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson. And today our show is on the different ways to resonate love with vibration, with sound and vibration. And the intention is about being able to resonate that vibration of love in the world all the time. But before we get started, let me tell you about some things happening here at the Institute. First of all, next weekend, December 10th, actually next Sunday, December 10th, we've got a open house from 1 to 6 p.m. and we'll be going through how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We'll be doing many sound meditations with voice and bowls and all different types. We'll be playing with types of instruments. We'll be playing with tuning forks. You can go on our sound lounges and our sound tables, play with the bass pod and all the crystal bowls and Tibetan bowls and everything we have at the store. It's a sound playground around here. So that's next Sunday, December 10th from 1 to 6 p.m. And also, actually tomorrow, we've actually got a workshop on conscious relationships. We're actually in the middle of our Sound of Love workshop, but after that's over, tomorrow at 6:30, we've got a conscious relationship workshop with, let's see, what's the name? David, David Rodriguez and Daniela Sievking. So it's from 6:30 to 8:30. It's only $12, and it's all about a discussion about, you know, ways to hold space with your partner to heal emotions that arise in relationships. So if you're around, that's tomorrow at 6:30. We also have coming up on December 8th, right before the open house, Friday, December 8th from 7 to 9 p.m., Jamie Liu is going to be doing a little activation concert type thing. It's more activation than concert. She's a profound vibrational healer that channels light language through her voice. Amazing singer. She works with a lot of crystal bowls, and she channels wisdom and healing and love and light. And so that's $33 next Friday, December 8th from 7 to 9 p.m. And then we have our open house. As far as classes, our next semester is coming up on January 24th, and we've got our certificate, Sound Healing Certificate Program, which is 3.5 months, goes to about the 1st of May, and it's 3 nights a week, Monday through Wednesday nights with occasional weekends. And it's, again, how to work with sound physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We've got a dozen instructors that are teaching, so you get a wide perspective on how to use sound. You also get to play with all the equipment here whenever we do treatment. So it's really very life transforming. I mean, seriously life transforming. So that starts January 24th. If you pay in full by this Wednesday, you can still get a big discount on the certificate program, or like $1,500 off if you want to do the whole associate degree, because the certificate program is the first semester of the associate degree. So you can continue into the associate degree in the summer if you want to. And so that's here at the Institute. We also have online, we've got the same program, the certificate and the associate degree, and that actually starts either December 12th or January 9th. And it's 2 nights a week, Tuesday and Thursday night, 6 to 8 p.m. San Francisco time, and Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And so same program, we got about 12 instructors there. And it works really well. You know, if you can't make it, it's actually really effective. We do a lot of toning chants and mantras. We do voice on each other. And then you also get to practice on your friends and family as well. Friends and family and pets, right? So that's coming right up, and you can continue into the degree program after you finish the certificate program. It's about 5 months for each semester. The degree program is 4 semesters, and that makes you a master at it, right? We also have our audio recording program that we teach here. It also starts January 24th, and January 24th. It's in the afternoons on Wednesdays, and then afternoons on Thursdays, and evenings on Thursdays as well. And it's about learning to run Pro Tools or just use any digital audio workstation. And so it's about recording, mixing, and producing. As you may know, I've written the number one selling book in the world called The Art of Mixing, and also the main book on producing, The Art of Producing. And we use those in the classes. And it's really about learning how to record and also how to make music, because there's a music theory component, in a way that will light people up in a really big way. You know, light people up and really just affect them much deeper physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We even talk about binaural beats and brainwave entrainment and actually have you do that. You'll even create a song based on an intention and tune to your own soul note, right? And it's also tuned to your natural breath and even the rhythm and the key is tuned to you. So it's very cool. Recording, mixing, and producing. That's also online. We're starting again in February for the next round. If you're interested in doing it online, it works quite well there because you can see we can see the program on your computer in real time, and you can hear what I'm mixing in real time too. Okay, so those are the main classes. We also have a second semester coming up, but you can take about 80% of it. Individually, if you want. There's some classes that you would have to have the background, but there's a lot of classes you can take individually without having done the first semester. And that's an intensive, which is going to be January 13th to the 23rd and February 24th to March 6th. So it's 2 10-day intensives for the whole program, and it's 10 to 9:30 every day. You can actually stay here at the Institute for a couple $100 for each 10 days, so you don't have to go broke staying in San Francisco. And so if you're interested, you can find all of it at soundhealingcenter.com, and also you can call me at 415-777-2486 or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. We also, by the way, we've got a new website that we just put up yesterday. There's still a few things that don't work, but it's actually way better than it used to be. And there's a lot of interesting information on there that wasn't there before. And the big thing is the store is like 20 times bigger now. So we've got over 300 sound healing type instruments on there and technologies. And also we're working on the part for where we're going to be selling sound chambers. I got a download when I was in Egypt to build sound chambers, and we're really far along on those. So if anybody's interested, there's not really much information on that on the website yet. We're also now also selling the voice analysis program. And so that is called Voice Analysis Harmony, that you can actually, or we're going to be selling it, hopefully. And so you can you'll be able to purchase that as well. All kinds of stuff in the store. Also, our therapy center, we've got a full range of treatments where we can find your home note, where we can do voice analysis to find what's wrong with you and give you frequencies to balance you out. We also do tuning fork treatments. We do crystal bowls, voice. We do chakra treatment. That's one we do online also. as well. So we do some of these online, some at the Institute. You can find that at soundtherapycenter.com on the store where all we have everything, including all our CDs and my book, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing, the main book in the field. That's also at soundoflove.com, soundoflove, L-O-V-E.com. Or again, call me 415-777-2486 or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. Cool. Okay, so we just spent the day in the Sound of Love class here at the Institute, so I'm pretty much in the zone and wanted to share some of the information and energy of the class from today. When you look at love, it's got to be a vibration because everything is frequency. Everything is vibration in the universe. So you can look at love, as with everything, at multiple levels of vibration. The five levels of vibration that I cover in my book are frequency, or pitch, timbre, which is the tonality of an instrument sound or a syllable that we make with the voice, musical intervals, music, and energy. Those are the five levels. So you can look at love as a frequency. And we'll talk about the different frequencies. You can look at it as a pitch. You can look at it as a instrument sound, the best instrument sound, or the best syllable that's been used since the beginning of time. There's many. Or you can look at the musical intervals in that people use to resonate love in songs. Or you can look at the music and the flow that comes through a song, which is different than the energy, which is really what we mostly sense, is the energy that people bring to any of these. Because you can bring love to any frequency. You can bring love to any sound. You can bring love to any musical interval. You can bring love to any song, right? So it doesn't really matter. The energy is the most important aspect. When you look at frequency, the frequency of love is kind of unclear, not really definitive. Actually, it's not definitive at all. In fact, there's nothing out there that says what frequency it is, any more than the research we've done, actually, where we tested 200 people and we asked them, we gave them three or four meditations to choose from to get them into the energy of love, right? And then we had them use a tone generator, a signal generator, to find what frequency matched that energy of love the best. And we got a little bit of a bell curve around 250 hertz, which is like around here. People were all over the place, though. But there was a little bit of consensus, right? And that happens to be right in the main voice range. What was interesting about this is we're not finding the frequency of the voice. We actually have people find the frequency of love without making a sound. And that way you're not really basing it on what feels good based on your voice, which is a different frequency. So let's try it. So bring love into your heart now. Feel it in your heart completely. Let it go to every cell. Let it surround you like a bubble, go through all of your auras. You're in this field of love that's resonating in your heart. Now, if there's a frequency that could match that, find it in your head. Don't make it out loud. Find it in your head. Is it high or low? In the middle? You can play with it. You can do a frequency sweep between all the frequencies, or sometimes you can just go right to it. A frequency that just feels like it matches that energy of love you're feeling. Now, make it out loud. If that felt right, that's it for you. There's actually an app on the iPhone called N Track Tuner, the letter N-Track Tuner. And you can tone into it, and it'll tell you exactly what frequency that is. It also tells you what note it is. You know, as far as frequency, Leonard Horowitz said that there's research that shows 528 hertz is the frequency of love, which is up around. But he now admits there's no real research behind that. In a YouTube video, he admits there's no real research. So a lot of people are abandoning 528 hertz, although there's a field that's probably been created by a ton of people resonating love at that, and people even tuning their instruments to it as well. So now a lot of people are using 432 hertz. But that's more like, but even 432 doesn't really have much about love. It's very auspicious, though. There's many things about 432 that are very, very auspicious. I mean, it creates this beautiful little mandala pattern in each water droplet in your body. Other frequencies don't, you know. It also is tied into the distance between the planets, or the distance between the moon and the sun, particularly. It's also the radius of the sun, 432 million miles, and it's what they tuned to in ancient Egypt. And one person said, I've never heard anybody else say this, but one person said that it's actually the frequency of the heart meridian. So that would be tied into love. Also happens to be the frequency they use on the Rife machine to actually get rid of Lyme's disease, which is interesting. So there's not much tied into love. I mean, I haven't heard how, only that one person ever said it's the heart meridian. I've never heard anybody else say that. So it's hard to, there's really not a frequency that people agree on for love. I would much rather use the one that we just found, where you just find it in your head, right? But then there's the frequency or the pitch of love. Besides the frequency, the note. A lot of people say F is the heart chakra, right? But in the store, if you don't tell people what note it, the bowl is, and have them try them all out, people rarely choose F. When people are blindfolded, they rarely choose F. About 1/12 of the time, right? There's 12 notes. So often I'll tell people, instead of getting the F bowl, why don't you actually just play all the bowls and see which one resonates in your heart the most? What you can do also to do this, I like, is to have people go into the zone of love, bring it into your heart, right? Or bring up things you love in the past and remember them. And then play each bowl and see which one feels the best while you're in that energy. It's a very cool way to do it. And then find what's right for you instead of the general F. I mean, I bet there is a cosmic energy of love or a note of love in the universe. Because a lot of people say that our whole universe is love. Some say love wisdom, actually. And there's a keynote of love in the universe. And if I had to guess, I would say D, but who knows for sure? You know, who knows for sure? D, some people have said that channel D I also, when I listen to the white noise of the ocean, I often get D. I'm not sure if that has to do with my own note, but my own note is not D, but my heart note, the note for my heart is D. And so, it's actually a note on the planet that people go to. It'd be nice to test a bunch of people listening to ocean and see what note they actually get, because the ocean is technically no note. I mean, it's noise. It's actually not a frequency. So there's that. And again, people saying channeling that D is the note, but who knows? You know, who knows what note it is? I would much rather find it for myself than instead of like subscribing to some dream spell, right? So there is a note of love, though, for the voice that's different than the note of love that we just found. We just found the note of love in the head before making the sound. So we're associating a note with love in the head before making the sound. But if you actually make a sound and to express love, people will express a different note than the one they hear in their head often. Sometimes it's the same, but often it's quite different. And the way you can find that is, it's actually the key that you sing in when you speak. Everybody sings when they talk. So it's actually the key that you sing in when you speak. If you know how to find the key of a song by listening, you can find it that way. Mine is like, that's the frequency. The main key that I speak in is, you can hear it in my voice. When I'm talking, it's right there, right? Well, what I've discovered is that people express love using the home note of the key that they speak in. So I've said this before. I really love my kitty. I love my kitty. I go right to the home note on the last word. When I say that, I love my kitty. It's like, right? I wouldn't say, I love my kitty. I love my kitty. I love my kitty. No, it's I love my kitty. Most people express love by going to the home note of their key of their voice. Some people go to the musical fifth of the key of their voice. Some people go, I love my kitty. I love my kitty. Right? But that's still the based on the home note of the voice. And it's interesting that that note that is most common in society for the voice is D. More people sing in the key of D than any other note on this planet. Just a little bell curve, but more people, and when I say sing, singing when you talk, right? More people talk in the key of D than any other. So that means there's a more of the key of D being expressed through the voice with love than any other note on this planet. So that's a reason to think of D as the note of love here. Also, Pachelbel Canon's in D, and Pachelbel Canon is probably the number one song for people getting married. It's the number one song that people cry to. I've had more people cry when I played Pachelbel Canon than any song ever, right? At least in our country. Other countries is that maybe different. And so that's the voice note, the actual note of love that we express. You can also look at the timbre of love. I'm sorry, timbre, right? The instrument sound and the actual vowels. For the instrument sounds, people often say the harp. No, actually, before we go any further, let's actually play a song about love. And then we'll get into the instrument sounds. And I chose sounds that would resonate love quite well here. Oh, you know, actually, let's listen to Pachelbel Canon. I was just talking about it. Let's listen to Pachelbel Canon with our instructor Silvina Vergara singing on top of it. And this is using the interval of the musical third a little bit. But it's interesting, this song, it's actually in the major key instead of minor. Minor is often associated with sadness, and most love songs are in minor keys. But even though this is in major, it has some minor notes in it. So it goes dun, dun, dun. It gets really sad right there. Dun, dun. Then it starts coming back up. Dun, dun, dun. So notice the amount of sadness in it versus the amount of positive. And set your intention to resonate love completely through your whole system while listening to Pachelbel with Silvina. You know, it's interesting that on this song, the ocean fits perfectly at the end. And I've used that ocean sound, that same one, on other songs that aren't in the key of D, and it doesn't seem to fit as well. It's kind of interesting. So there are many sounds or timbres or tonalities that are associated with love. First of all, we've got the harp. Although, you know, when people make the sound of love, they normally don't go pluck, 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 right? They go, they do an elongated sound, a tone, a vowel. And that's more like a string section than a harp. So I often like string sections to resonate love. They seem to work really, really well. There's also many other instruments like the cello, I mean, the hung drum, I really like. There's kalimbas. We have a sansula that really resonates love. For me, it's a really sweet, soft sound. And a lot of people use crystal bowls. I really like a pink crystal bowl. I've got a pink or a gold practitioner bowl that I just love, and it really resonates love. It's actually in the note of C, which again has, you know, but it works for me. Works for me really well, because I don't necessarily always subscribe to the C to B chakra thing. Because again, everybody's got a little different note, I think. It's whatever resonates with you. And also just the tonality. But the tonality of that bowl is, it's really warm sounding. And I've got it right here. Let me actually play it, see if it comes through at all. It's sitting right in front of me. Here it is, the pink origo. See if this comes through very well. Love, especially the rhythm of it, is really nice. Okay, so there's instrument sounds of love, but there's also syllables of love. A lot of people like to use to resonate love. Try that first. It's always good to do it where you bring love into your heart first and see how well the vowel works with that energy already there. See if it fits it, right? So bring love into your heart now and feel it and do the sound of ah. 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 I really like the ooh. Try that with love in your heart still. I like it for two reasons. One, because it takes less energy to tone than ah. And second, it's a warmer sound. It's a more resonant, warmer sound. I also like the sound of hue, which is actually like an ooh. I mean, Ekinar says that hue is the main sound of love. Hue. I can try it at different octaves too. Hue. The Tibetan warrior syllable for love is hung, H-U-N-G. Hung, hung. But one of my favorites is just M-M-M. Mm. You can get the musical interval of love in there, the musical third. Mm. 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 Right? So there are many syllables you can, you know, try a lot of different ones and see what works for you. But those are some of the common ones. There's also the music of love. It's interesting. The music of love, probably 90% of the time, is in a minor key. And minor keys are associated with sadness. I think the good thing about that is sadness gets you out of your head. There is no love in thoughts, right? I guess you can infuse it somehow, but when you're thinking, it's like you're in your head. You're not, that's not where love exists. Love exists in your emotions. So you have to drop down out of your head into your emotions and into your heart. And sadness does that. Sadness gets us out of the head. So we're actually feeling something. So I often think of, I often think that sadness is a portal to love, which is really cool. And then sadness doesn't become this bad thing. It's like the good thing about sadness is you are feeling. There's a lot of people not feeling anything, but when you are sad, you're feeling. And that's a really, that's like the next step. I mean, it's the place where love exists in your feelings, right? So it's just like one little step further and you're resonating love. At least you're feeling, right? Yeah, when people make the sound of love like this, there's nothing sad about that. It's not that love is sad at all. It's just that it is bringing you out of your head into your feelings so you can experience your feelings where love exists. I want to play a song called Heart. And what's cool about this song is it's soaring. The love in this song is, I think of it as soaring or flying. It's like the energy of being in love or just resonating love with someone or just resonating love altogether. But it only is in half of the song. You'll hear it plays like a lower part, and then it plays like this little solo section where there's a piano, slow piano solo, and that's where it really soars. And it really resonates the energy of what I feel when I'm resonating love, especially when I'm resonating love with someone, but it's also the universal love. It's just that flying feeling. So notice and really tune in because that's the energy that I was really feeling in that section where it's flying. And then it comes back down and grounds. It's like gratitude, comes back to gratitude. And then it takes off and flies again. It does it about 3 or 4 times in the song. Okay, so enjoy. This is Heart. Thank you. That song's on the Journey Through the Matrix CD, which has quantum codes embedded in it for the heart, actually. It's interesting that I've noticed that not only the sound of a heartbeat, but an actual visual of a heart beating, it's amazing how much it affects your metabolism and your heart itself. And it's really important that it's slower. And if it happens to be the same heart rate as yours, it's really powerful. In fact, I think this is probably a whole nother type of therapy that could be really helpful, is to have people watch a heartbeat and listen to it at their own rhythm, to entrain people into their own rhythm. It's really, I found it really effective. It just grabs you. Okay. So the next level, we talked about frequencies and pitches and timbres and tonalities, and we talked about musical intervals and music. There's also the level of energy, and it's the best of all. You know, the best love in the world is someone sitting in the room, or standing or being in the room, however, or floating in the room, right? Resonating love. A being, or even more, a bunch of people resonating love, there's nothing better energetically, than any frequency or tonality or anything. The energy is the big deal, more than anything. When you couple it with these others, it's even stronger, right? That's why we often will run love with any of the instruments. You can even run love with a tuning fork. You know, we commonly run love with a crystal bowl or Tibetan bowls, right? And with the voice all the time. You know, we're running love. So the energy of love is really the best. But then the next level above that is universal love. When you get it down where you can resonate universal love, there's no more neediness on the planet. You don't need love from anybody. If someone's not even kind to you or mean to you, doesn't matter. You're in the zone anyway. You're filled with indescribable love. So one way I learned was to actually visualize love coming into my thymus, down into my heart. Another way is to just be love. We are love. Another way, if you have trouble with any of that, is to simply send the energy of love with any soft sound to your own heart. So let's end with that. Send a sound of love to your own heart like this. Whatever sound feels right for you. That love that you send to your heart is infinite. So we return to the intention of resonating love with vibration as much as you can, or all the time. At least resonate it into the evening, through the weekend, into the week, weeks ahead, months ahead. Imagine resonating love the rest of your life, and into the next one, and the next one, and the next one. Thanks for listening, and take care.